Going to Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 12. We're up to letter number 4088. Now, I just see the Rebbe had to deal with, like, sometimes the Rebbe had to give encouragement, and sometimes the Rebbe had to speak some tough words, a little bit tough words, and sometimes the Rebbe's words were a little bit misunderstood, and then the person maybe got offended, so here we have one of these cases in which the Rebbe wrote to them. The Rebbe gave a general idea. And the Rebbe says, when you speak, and, you know, even if you speak good things, you know, there is something about not wasting words in vain. Called, in the Hebrew, it's called dvarim betelim. Just ways, you know, just talking about non-important things. That's called dvarim betelim. But the Rebbe said in the letter to him, to this person, that to Rabbi Gurkov, actually, Mayor Gurkov, that's the in England, in London. So the Rebbe told him that it's more than just speaking dvarim betelim when you're speaking words that have no value. Even if you speak words that are meaningful, but people don't do anything with them, what you say. So let's say you encourage people to do something, and they don't go ahead and do it. So what you spoke was wasted words, because you didn't accomplish anything with what you said. So there can be, you know, dvarim betelim, even if you talk good things. Now, he misunderstood it, that the Rebbe is talking about him. That if he goes out there and he reaches out to other people and it's not effective, that's a criticism from the Rebbe that his words are words of in vain. And the Rebbe says, no, I wasn't talking about what you were doing. The Rebbe says, I was talking about my talks over here. What I meant to say is, when I speak and nobody listens, or nobody acts on it, then it makes my words dvarim betelim. Let's see what the Rebbe writes. Baruch Hashem, the third day of Shvat, Tovshin Tezayin, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe addressing it to Rav HaChosid, Yisrael Kim, Moreinu Meir Sheyichya Gurkov, in London. So, Sholem Uvracha, peace and blessing. So the Rebbe says, I'm confirming receiving your letter dated the 11th of Tevis, with that which was enclosed in there. And the Rebbe says, this that you interpret my words in my letter to you, that if you speak words that don't bring to practical action are defined as dvarim betelim, wasteful words, because their goal has not been fulfilled. So, because he made this misunderstanding, the Rebbe doesn't blame him and saying, well, you misunderstood. The Rebbe blames himself. Apparently, I did not explain my words as needed. I needed to explain it a little bit more. The Rebbe's not telling him that you didn't understand it, but the Rebbe's taking the blame and say, I must have not explained it well. Because, God forbid, my intent, I wasn't talking about you, that if you're not successful in what you do, that's dvarim betelim. I was talking about my talks during the Fabrengens over here, when I speak. So, Rebbe says, why? So how come, when the Rebbe speaks at the Fabrengen, at the gatherings, and the Rebbe's words are not listened to, the Rebbe says, that's dvarim betelim, that's considered wasteful words. But when he goes out and tries to reach out to people, and he talks to them about Yiddishkeit, and he's not successful, that's not called wasteful words. Why? The Rebbe says, the very simple distinction over here. Because when you fulfill my request to speak words of encouragement, of Isoidus is similar, and you speak words that come from the house. So, notwithstanding, we don't care what they impact through this or not. And the Rebbe gives an example. You know, before Pesach, we search for the chametz, right? Now, what happens if a person searched for the chametz? He searched. I mean, today we have a trick. We put down 10 pieces before we go for searching, so we find those 10 pieces. But we're talking about technically speaking. If a person goes before Pesach and he searches for the chametz and he doesn't find anything, right? Did he do the mitzvah? Yeah, he still, because the mitzvah is not to find chametz. The mitzvah is to search for the chametz. That's why you make a bracha. It's, you say, the bracha bir chametz, even if you didn't find the chametz, because the mitzvah is to look and try to find the chametz. So, the mitzvah is to search. The same thing is, the mitzvah, when you are going out and you are trying to find a yid, and you are giving him rebuke, and you're trying to encourage them to do the mitzvahs. And this is something which it's a person is obligated. It actually says, until beating, you have to, it's your responsibility to help the other person. Not going to get now involved what it's till the beating actually, but the bottom line is, you see over here that you're trying to talk to somebody and you're trying to encourage them and they're not paying attention to you, right? And you have to keep on going. So you still fulfill the mitzvah. If you try to help another person and you didn't even reach the limits of the mitzvah, you're just trying to encourage somebody, you have fulfilled the mitzvah. So that's when you are trying to do a mitzvah. So the Rebbe says, if you try to help another person and you speak to the other person and you speak encouraging words and the person doesn't listen to you, you fulfill the mitzvah. It's like searching for the chametz. Even if you don't find the chametz, you did the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah is to try. That's the mitzvah, not to accomplish. But the Rebbe says, but when I speak, which comes on its own, for its own, in other words, I'm not trying to accomplish. I mean, you have to understand. So one can ask. So when the Rebbe is talking by Erev Habrengen and telling people that they must get involved and that they must find other Jews, it almost seems like it should be the same thing. So even, let's say, the people listening to the Rebbe's gathering don't act on the Rebbe's. The Rebbe says that would be Dvarim B'Talim. That would be wasteful words because nothing has been done with what he said. Why is that? So the Rebbe uses here the words, and I'm trying to see if I can understand it exactly. He says, when I give a talk, this comes on its own. Maybe not to fulfill the mitzvah. I'm just speaking for myself, not as part of trying to do the mitzvah. Maybe I'm not so clear. I need to think about this a little bit more, what the Rebbe is saying here. But the Rebbe is saying, if you don't pay attention, you don't heed, or nothing comes out of what he said, because it comes on its own, it would be considered wasteful words. So the Rebbe is basically telling you don't have to be offended. I'm not meaning you that you, if you try and you don't succeed, that doesn't mean that it's wasting, that it's wasteful words, because the mitzvah is to try. It's not the mitzvah to accomplish. Just like by searching the chametz, the mitzvah is not to find the chametz, the mitzvah is to search for the chametz. And the Rebbe says, I'm hopeful that these few lines, which are few in quantity, should impact what they need to do, and they should bring the purpose, the goal. that you should increase with more energy in your activities. So the bottom line over this is the Rebbe's even saying that it shouldn't be Dvarim B'Teilim. So at least, I guess what the Rebbe is saying, maybe if you don't want to do, because I encourage you to do so, maybe you want to ignore it. But now that you know that if you ignore it, then you're causing me to speak Dvarim B'Teilim, maybe that will be enough a reason for you to actually do something about it, because you don't want to cause the Rebbe to be speaking Dvarim B'Teilim. So, I know, the Rebbe, it's a little bit of my commentary here, take it for whatever it's worth, but the Rebbe basically says, the goal here is for you to get more energized, to put more effort in it. Especially, the Rebbe says, we know the words of our Rebbe, there is really no such a thing that you're not going to accomplish. So it's going to be Dvarim B'Teilim, it's going to be wasteful words, because our Holy Rebbe said that it's been an established chazoka, l'tamulo she'ne chezer esreikam, when you work hard, it's not going to go empty-handed. So it's really a non-issue. You're going to be effective, and it's not going to be Dvarim B'Teilim, because when you work, it doesn't go empty-handed. You're going to be successful. And the Rebbe blesses him with success in his work, in all of the above. So basically, the Rebbe is saying, you took my words wrong, even though I said, I was talking about myself, that when I talk by the Fabrengen and people don't do anything, they cause me, or this is also considered to be Dvarim B'Teilim. But it does not mean to tell you that if you tried and you worked and you didn't succeed, that would be Dvarim B'Teilim. And the Rebbe again takes the blame for himself. Well, I must have not explained it well enough. Not that you misunderstood. And the Rebbe makes a distinction between him talking by the Fabrengen, and if it doesn't impact, which comes on its own, that would be Dvarim B'Teilim, versus the person who tries. It's like trying the mitzvah of searching for the chametz, or trying to do the mitzvah v'cheyach t'cheyach, to rebuke, that even if you don't get to the extreme level, all through the steps that you try, you are fulfilling the mitzvah. But the Rebbe says it's really a non-issue, because you will succeed. It's not going to be Dvarim B'Teilim. It's not going to be wasteful words, because you will succeed. So therefore, the Rebbe blesses and is hopeful for the bottom line, the intention, and for the goal is to become more effective and act with more energy and then more success.